Welcome back. Second hour of Positive Unconstitutional. Man, that first hour just absolutely flew by. And I want to entertain callers in the second hour here after the 10-minute break. And, you know, I know callers are looking for these links out there. I've got a bunch of people calling in saying, we've got some information here. Hold on just a second. I've got a caller here that says Dr. True Ott, O-T-T, from a website called Buy the Story Behind the Story. So if you have Skype, you can call in to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they'll send you that link. Or if you want to try that BY the story behind the story. So apparently that's where this has come from. I'll forward the entire email. It has, you know, several links in it about the oil conspiracy and different things like that. But again, is it disinformation? Is the Gulf being destroyed? Is it being killed? How do we know? How do we find out? Is this an asphalt volcano? Is this an oil well? Is there a huge methane pocket above the oil well that could explode with atomic force and cause tidal waves and wipe out the southern United States? Again, I'm not here to spread fear or fear-monger. It's clear from what I understand from eyewitnesses in South Florida that the people on shore are being attacked by these 130s with these dispersants, and they're toxic, they're poisonous, they're chemicals. They cause all kind of nervous disorders. They cause chromosomal damage. And, we're going to see people falling like flies. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to see an emergency in South Florida as the emergency rooms take place. And, that's what's going on down there. And, if anybody has more information and, can cite sources and tell how they know this. Another thing I watched this week, that's very well to this, is there's a video online. Again, I don't have the link here in front of me, or I'd be happy to tell you what it is. But it's a young lady from South Louisiana, from New Orleans. She says she lives out in the boondocks. She called herself a coonass. And she said every man in her life that's ever worked the dam is a fisherman, and that she has been privy to hours and hours, hundreds of hours, of meetings with the officials at British Petroleum, and she's the one who talked about the ponies and balloons, these staged events for politicians who fly over, and then as soon as they leave, they stop the cleanup. And this would make sense if the cleanup isn't really necessary, because the volume of what's going on there isn't, as we've been told, 100 million gallons, 200 million gallons, or whatever it is, that in fact it's asphalt. And, for the most part, the oil that's been leaked has been purposely leaked out of other oil wells because, of course, by this information, this is not an oil at all. This is an asphalt volcano. So what can we be sure of? What can we know? What information can we trust? When we come back from the break here, it's nearly 5 minutes after now, so I know that our sponsors are going to take a couple of minutes here to plug their products again. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about former governor of Colorado, Ms. Lamb, speech that he gave way back in 2005 about American suicide. So, a little break, back, talk about American suicide. Listening to Positive Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again. All night, I waste my time, I'm fine.
But welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're having some technical problems here. My network connection here at the hotel is not very strong, and if you can't understand me out there, I beg that you bear with me, and hopefully everything will be okay. What I was saying before the break was that former governor of Colorado, Dick Lamb, gave this speech in 2005, and he still stands by it and offers a cleaned up text at Snopes. So, you know, this has been checked by Snopes. Yeah, big deal. Anyhow, he calls it American suicide, and wherever you stand on this issue, please take the time to read this. We know Dick Lamb as the former governor of Colorado. In that context, his thoughts are particularly poignant. Last week, read 2005, there was an immigration overpopulation conference in Washington, D.C., filled to capacity by many of America's finest minds and leaders. A brilliant college professor by the name of Victor Hanson Davis talked about his latest book, which is called Mexifornia, explaining how immigration, both legal and illegal, was destroying the entire state of California. And he said it would march across the country until it destroyed all vestiges of the American dream. Moments later, former Colorado governor, Richard D. Lamb, stood up and gave a stunning speech on how to destroy America. The audience sat spellbound as he described 8 methods for the destruction of the United States. He said, "If you believe that America is too smug, too self-satisfied, too rich, then let's destroy America. It's not hard to do. No nation in history has survived the ravages of time." Arnold Toynbee observed that all great civilizations rise and fall, and that an autopsy of world history would show that all great nations commit suicide. "And here is how they do it," Lamb said. "Firstly, to destroy America, turn America into a bilingual or multilingual and bicultural country. History shows that no nation can survive the tension, conflict, and antagonism of 2 or more competing languages and cultures. It is a blessing for an individual to be bilingual. However, it is a curse for a society to be bilingual." The historical scholar Seymour Lipset put it this way: "The histories of bilingual and bicultural societies that do not assimilate are histories of turmoil, tension, and tragedy. Examples are Canada, Belgium, Malaysia, and Lebanon. All face crises of national existence in which minorities press for autonomy, if not independence. Pakistan and Cyprus have divided. Nigeria suppressed an ethnic rebellion. France faces difficulties with the Basques, the Bretons, the Corsicans, and Muslims." Lamb went on to say, "Second, to destroy America, invent multiculturalism and encourage immigrants to maintain their culture. Make it an article of belief that all cultures are equal, that there are no cultural differences. Make it an article of faith that the black and Hispanic dropout rates are due solely to prejudice and discrimination by the majority. Every other explanation is out of bounds, politically incorrect. Third, we could make the United States an Hispanic Quebec without much effort. The key is to celebrate diversity rather than unity. As Benjamin Schwartz said in the Atlantic Monthly recently, the apparent success of our own multi-ethnic and multicultural experiment might have been achieved not by tolerance, but by hegemony. Without the dominance that once dictated ethnocentricity and what it meant to be an American, we are left with only tolerance and pluralism to hold us together." Lamb said, "I would encourage all immigrants to keep their own language and culture. I would replace the melting pot metaphor with the salad bowl metaphor. It is important to ensure that we have various cultural subgroups living in America enforcing their differences rather than, as Americans, emphasizing their similarities. Fourth, I would make our fastest growing demographic group the least educated. I would add a second underclass, unassimilated, undereducated, and antagonistic to our population. I would have this second underclass have a 50% dropout rate from high school. My fifth point for destroying America would be to get big foundation and business to give these efforts lots of money. I would invest in ethnic identity, and I would establish the cult of victimology. I would get all minorities to think that their lack of success was the fault of the majority. I would start a grievance industry blaming all minority failure on the majority placation. My sixth step plan for America's downfall would include dual citizenship and promote divided loyalties. I would celebrate diversity over unity. I would stress differences rather than similarities. Diverse people worldwide are mostly engaged in hating each other, that is, when they are not killing each other. A diverse, peaceful, or stable society is against most historical precepts. People undervalue the unity it takes to keep a nation together. Look at the ancient Greeks. The Greeks believed that they belonged to the same race, they possessed a common language and literature, and they worshipped the same gods. All Greece took part in the Olympic Games. A common enemy, Persia, threatened their liberty. Yet all these bonds were not strong enough to overcome 2 factors: local patriotism and geographical conditions that nurtured political divisions. Greece fell, e pluribus unum, from many one. In that historical reality, if we put the emphasis on the pluribus instead of the unum, we will balkanize America as surely as we have balkanized Kosovo. Oh, that's a mouthful. Next to last, I would place all subjects off limits. Make it taboo to talk about anything against the cult of diversity. I would find a word similar to heretic in the 16th century that stopped discussion and paralyzed thinking. Words like racist or xenophobe halt discussion and debate. Having made America a bilingual, bicultural country, having established multiculturalism, having the large foundations fund the doctrine of victimology, I would next make it impossible to enforce our immigration laws. I would develop a mantra that because immigration has been good for America, it must always be good. I would make every individual immigrant symmetric and ignore the cumulative impact of millions of them. In the last minute of his speech, Governor Lamb wiped his brow. Profound silence followed. Finally, he said, "Lastly, I would censor Victor Hanson Davis's book, Mexifornia. His book is dangerous. It exposes the plan to destroy America. If you feel America deserves to be destroyed, don't read that book." At the end of his talk, there was no applause. A chilling fear quietly rose like an ominous cloud above every attendee at the conference. Every American in that room knew that everything Lamb enumerated was proceeding methodically, quietly, darkly, yet pervasively across the United States today. Discussion is being suppressed. Over 100 languages are ripping the foundation of our educational system and national cohesiveness. Even barbaric cultures that practice female genital mutilation are growing as we celebrate diversity. American jobs are vanishing into the third world as corporations create a third world in America. Take note of California and other states. To date, 10 million illegal aliens and growing fast. It is reminiscent of George Orwell's book, 1984. In that story, three slogans are engraved in the Ministry of Truth Building. War is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. Governor Lamb walked back to his seat. It dawned on everyone at the conference that our nation and the future of this great democracy is deeply in trouble and worsening fast. If we don't get this immigration monster stopped within 3 years, it will rage like a California wildfire and destroy everything in its path, especially the American dream. If you care for and love your country as I do, take the time to pass on this information. Nothing will happen if you don't. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, that then we will be one nation gone under. And that's a quote by Ronald Reagan that ends the speech. I'm going to take callers now. I believe I have Carolyn holding in Oregon. Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
Hi, Phil. Great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I wish I was home in Dallas, but I couldn't get out of here Friday afternoon. There was no seats on the flights.
Oh, boy. Well, I have to tell you, a couple weeks ago, I was hearing you talk about Hawthorne Valley Country Club. I used to work there.
I did, too. Absolutely. I have fond memories. I carried it there from the time I was 11 years old until I was old enough to drive at 16. And then I went to work at a local ice company there in my hometown of Garfield Heights, driving a truck for one of my my parents' friends from the school where my father worked.
Wow.
But I learned a lot about Jewish people at Hawthorne Valley Country Club.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I did too, actually.
The thing I found kind of amazing about the Hawthorne Valley Country Club is that the only Catholic that I remember ever being a member at the country club was a fellow by the name of Tony Gallo. Oh, hold on for me, Carolyn. We've got to go back to break, but I'll continue with Tony Gallo when we come back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Positively unconstitutional. We were speaking with Carolyn Ordron, and I was doing a little digressing here about Hawthorne Valley Country Club in Solon, Ohio, where I grew up caddying. probably what helped me into the NFL, carrying those golf bags up and down those hills. And I was just saying to Carolyn, I don't know what years you were there, Carolyn. I guess I was there... I would have been 11 years old. I guess I would have started in 1971 till about 1975 or 6. And the only Catholic who belonged to the club was a fellow by the name of Anthony Gallo, Tony Gallo. And he was an attorney. And he played golf all the time with Jackie Presser. And, of course, at the time, Jackie Presser's father, William Presser, was the head of the AFL-CIO, the union, the Teamsters Union in Cleveland. And, of course, Jackie took over when his father retired and became the head of the AFL-CIO. And I remember distinctly a story that I heard when I was caddying for a fellow by the name of Leo Goodman. And Leo owned a candy factory there in the Cleveland area and told me that Jackie Presser showed up at his home with two bodyguards, heavily armed, and invited themselves into his house to talk about bringing a union to his chocolate factory. So those are some of my childhood memories and, power struggles that were going on even then that, of course, I had no real concept of until much later in my life.
Yeah. Well, I was there in 1973, actually. I waitressed.
So, I probably snuck some hamburgers out the back door with you there. I remember one of the chefs by the name of Bob, whenever we had a a tournament, you know, they'd always bring out the barbecues, and they'd always have those big kosher hot dogs and the big hamburgers. And, of course, for the caddies, you know, the caddy master always would tell us, you know, you get one hot dog and a bottle of pop, and that's all you get, a hot dog and a bottle of pop, you know. Of course, Bob would always sneak me out a half-pound hamburger out the back door. So, you know, I couldn't survive on a hot dog and a bottle of pop.
Well, anyway, I didn't mean to get off track so far, but it was just a real eye-opener when you mentioned that. But on this oil thing, I found an article that was dated from April 23rd, and its origin was Fox News, but it's listed on rigzone.com. That's R-I-G-Z-O-N-E. And it says that the oil flows appear to have ceased. And it says the U.S. Coast Guard reported Friday that oil no longer appears to be flowing from the Macondo wellhead in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, where the Deepwater Horizon sank in 5,000 feet of water on April 22nd. And I guess, the things that don't add up is I can't figure out what day this happened. I've heard people say it happened on the 19th, the 20th, that...
The actual explosion was on the 20th.
Yeah, well, then I heard that the thing sank the next day, but that would be the 21st, and this is saying that it sank on the 22nd. But it doesn't say anything about any oil leaking.
Well, you know, and again, the disinformation in the mainstream media is so severe, that, I mean, you can't count on anything that they're telling you. And, I mean, based on the fact that, you know, the CEO of British Petroleum sold, you know, millions of shares of his stock a month before the disaster tells me that this was definitely planned. Of course, Goldman Sachs sold a bunch of BP stock as well.
Right. Wachovia Bank, Wells Fargo, a whole bunch of people did. But I guess, they didn't have anything in the news about the 11 people that were killed, about their families, who they were. There's just so much that isn't there that's just... And if you look at these videos of these oil heads, all this stuff flowing out, it changes every other day. And in fine print on them, it says disbursement ops. And you just... I mean, a friend of mine said, you know, he's a diver and a photographer, and he said... There's no way you could have clear pictures like that if you had that kind of oil flowing out, especially a mile down. But if the Titanic is 2.5 miles down, then how come they don't have, you know, good photography or good video on this that actually is clear and makes sense? It never looks the same every time you look at it. And they've noticed that there's a lot of loops, like it's not a real live video, that they keep looping it. And when people figured out they were looping it, then they looped it for 8 hours. And it's just, there's so much that just doesn't seem to add up. It's very strange. But I do know that I have some friends in Sarasota, and while they haven't seen anything significant on the beach, they're feeling horrible. Her dog was throwing up a lot, and... They just don't feel right. They're very tired, those kinds of things, dizziness. So you tend to believe that about these correction products that are being sprayed overhead.
Absolutely. And, if you go online and you look up the chemical formulation of these, and I can't even say these words, oxybutyl, ethylene, or something like that, they have a list of things that it'll affect, and of course, your nervous system will be affected. It may cause chromosome damage. It makes you in a stupor. It makes you nauseous. You know, all those things are listed as possible side effects from these dispersants.
Yeah, I'd like to know who owns the stock in all that.
Well, we're at 2:30 the second hour, and we've got to go back to break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And welcome back once again to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been talking today about information and disinformation. And, you know, again, it seems to me that we're having an acceleration of all these false flags, of all these attacks. It also seems clear to me that the powers to be are intentionally destroying America. And we know from the former KGB agent named Yuri Bremenov that the KGB has said unequivocally that they can take over any country with a simple four-step process. And those four steps are, number one, first you got to demoralize the country through the educational system. And this takes one whole generation and has been accomplished since 1973 or 74 when the Congress voted to federalize the school system. And, of course, you know, we've had a whole generation that have been dumbed down, and they've been taught this Marxist form of dialectic materialism, and they've been intentionally confused about right and wrong, so they have no moral compass. They're taught that there are no absolutes. Everything is subjective. Again, we've been demoralized and confused by the public fool system. The second step, according to Yuri, is to destabilize the economy, which can be done in 5 to 7 years. And again, we can see this step has already been completed. You know, the economic system crashed in September of 2008, and of course they've propped it up with their $1.4 trillion in, you know, spending to keep the economy moving. But of course, that spending now has run out, and this economic stimulus is over. And so, you know, that's why I think next week, starting Monday, June the 28th, you're going to see a major fall in the stock market. Now, the third step is crisis. And this is the stage that we're currently in, when the government and the big corporations, the powers that be, create more and more crises, which they can use to overthrow our constitutional rights, the constitutional protections that are supposed to, you know, protect the citizens from the government. And the last step, which I see beginning in South Florida, is occupation. The occupying forces are moving in force as we speak. And of course, there's a blackout about this in the mainstream media. Also, don't forget that yesterday the Senate passed the kill switch for the Internet bill. And this gives Obama the ability to shut down the Internet for up to 4 months anytime he declares an emergency. And with that said, I'm going to go to our next caller, George in Texas. George, do you hear me?
How are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great, George. How are you today?
Well, I kind of see, as they try to destroy this country intentionally, I think the powers that be are going to destroy themselves. Even though we have a massive dumbed-down population, I think we do have a sizable group of people that can stave off most of the destruction and keep them from, and help them aid in destroy, in the powers that be to destroy themselves.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so frustrated that when I go and I talk to, and you know, I travel some, so I, you know, run into people in hotels and stuff, and I tell them about gold and the land and the law, you know, what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, about how by taking our gold and converting us to this fiat currency, that what effectively the powers that be have done is they've stolen all the land. And of course, through the Federal Reserve, you know, and their toxic currency, you know, as I went over when I had Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan on with their book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, we can see that, you know, they've got us surrounded. There's no way out except to go back to the common law and gold and take back the law from these criminals, these Satanists in the government.
Well, you know, the thing is, my answer is WWJD. What would Jesus do? Because you know what Jesus did? He drove the money changers out of the temple because he knew what they were up to and what they were about.
That's exactly what we have to do. We have to end the bankruptcy of the United States. You know, last week's show was all about the bankruptcy, and, you know, people have no idea that the country is bankrupt, has been in bankruptcy since 1938. And, of course, by doing that, what's happened is that nobody, or almost nobody, and of course this is now a political choice, whether you want to live under the literal Constitution or if you want to use the Federal Reserve Banking Association. And that's the determining factor as to whether you can live under the Constitution or whether you're subject to all the statutes and the codes is, do you use the Federal Reserve Banking System? Do you owe money? If you owe money, you're subject to the maritime law. If you owe money to the bank, and there's no escaping from it as long as you're a debtor. And that's what happens when we go to court. There's only two kind of people in the world anymore, creditors and debtors. Well, who's the creditor? Well, he's some international banker that owns the Federal Reserve. So we're supposed to be able to go to court and face our accuser. Well, how can you face your accuser when you've signed a unilateral adhesive contract like a credit card with some nameless, faceless, imaginary international banker who owns the Federal Reserve? You can't face him. And so, of course, this totally overthrows the Constitution, and in my thinking, it's positively unconstitutional.
Well, I got one more thought about the banking situation. You know, boy, I just lost my train of thought. But you know, it's like with this fiat currency, you know, it's just a debt slip. We work for debt. We may...
Absolutely. You know, what I try to tell people is that I say, look, if you buy a $100,000 house, you sign a promissory note, you call $100,000 into existence, that's added to the national debt. Now, if you buy a $1 million house, then you call that money into, now instead of raising the debt $100,000, you raised it $1,000,000. If you buy a $100,000 car instead of a $10,000 car, more debt, more debt, more debt, more debt. Of course, the international bankers love it. They, you know, they can't get enough of it. They're feeding off of every, you know, they take 90% of your money through, you know, taxes and all these different taxes and forms of taxes and licenses and statutes and codes that make things that are perfectly lawful require a license, like getting married, for example. Why would you ever need a marriage license?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is my last parting thought. You know, they talk about how the Republicans might take Congress and how we might get a lot of non-establishment Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives and possibly the Senate. And you know, the thing is, you can have 535 Ron Pauls occupy both houses, but until you get rid of the staffers and all these bar association lawyers, nothing's going to change.
Well, and that's a great point, because this goes back to a separation of powers. And, of course, the Constitution was designed to separate the power of the king between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. Now, the way that they've destroyed the separation of powers is the executive branch, and the great example is Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933 created the IRS, the CIA, the FBI, this alphabet soup of agencies, which are unincorporated associations. He appointed a director, and then he gave the director the ability to write the laws for that association. Now, the problem with that is all lawmaking is in the Congress, according to the Constitution. So the president cannot give powers that he does not possess. But this is exactly what he did. He gave lawmaking powers to the directors of the IRS, as an example. And, of course, they've enslaved us with powers that they should not have been able to delegate. Now, the Supreme Court failed in that instance, because the Supreme Court's job is to say, no, sir, you can't issue an executive order that gives the Congress's lawmaking powers to an individual running an agency. Can't do that. Now, the second way that they've destroyed the separation of powers is that all the senators and the congressmen, or the majority of them, are attorneys and lawyers. Well, attorneys and lawyers are part of the court system, and that's the judiciary. So the missing 13th Amendment says no titles of nobility, no lawyers in the Congress or the Senate, because, again, they belong in the judiciary. The lawmakers are supposed to be the common people. And then, of course, the judiciary, the Supreme Court, has aided and abetted this by not striking down laws that destroy the separation of powers and laws that are unconstitutional. That's their job. Their job is not to interpret the Constitution, which is what they do, and they keep interpreting it more and more and more liberally so they can make more and more statutes and codes about more and more nonsense. You know, they're all bills of attainder, all these statutes and laws. They're a way for the government to steal from the citizens. And that's where we're at right now. You got to get all the lawyers out of the Congress and the Senate. And, of course, nobody in the Congress and the Senate holds their position legally and lawfully, because Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2 says you must be an inhabitant of your state. And, of course, if you're an inhabitant or a resident of the federal zone, then you live theoretically in Washington, D.C., and you cannot be an inhabitant of the state. You are a resident alien in your state by virtue of your U.S. citizenship. So, again, Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2, and Article 1, Section 3, Paragraph 3, one's for the House, one's for the Senate, they all hold their spots illegally.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil.
And thank you, sir. And with that said, I want to go back to my information and disinformation. There's lots and lots and lots of information out there. There's lots and lots of disinformation out there. And who can check all the sources to determine what's true and what's not? But this I can tell you, 48% of Americans believe the government is the biggest threat to their freedoms. And the very people who we tasked with protecting our God-given inalienable rights have stripped us of those rights, and they're working tirelessly to totally enslave every person on the planet through, again, this debt money scheme that we've talked about, through the Federal Reserve and these international banksters. And again, as I said last week, the most important piece of news in the world that the mainstream media in the U.S., never touches upon is that the United States, Great Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and most of the Western European powers declared bankruptcy in 1930. But this was only after 3 years they went and they met in Bern, Switzerland, and they conspired with the international banksters to hijack the country, to enslave everybody. Now, all the court proceedings out there are bankruptcy proceedings where your constitutional right to face your accuser have been overthrown by these unilateral adhesive contracts, which are all about our use of the private banking association, which is known as the Federal Reserve. Again, this is a foreign company. This is a maritime insurance company who's taken all the land by virtue of liens on money loan and all the people of the United States as collateral to loan us money that they never had, that they created out of thin air with a stroke of the pen, in concert with our federal government. Come Monday, June the 28th, I believe this is the next leg down in the stock market. And unfortunately, I can't offer any real solutions to the problems that are coming out of the Gulf of Mexico other than, you need to get away from it at your earliest convenience. You need to run from there. And with that said, I'm going to turn to my next caller, Richard in Alabama. Richard, what do you think?
I think you read a couple of contradictory stories. First story
Absolutely
about the Gulf Coast. You said that the useless eaters, the welfare class, was concentrated along the Gulf Coast, and that the powers that be wanted to drive them out or make them sick or something and steal their property. Well, then you went to this next story about how they want more immigration by the future welfare class. And so, actually, the powers that be love the welfare class. They love the welfare class and they despise the working class. The working class is smart enough to see through their propaganda, but the welfare class is not smart enough. So the welfare class is where they will recruit their prison guards and police officers and snitches and bureaucrats and welfare examiners and CPS officers of the future. And they are not trying to get rid of the welfare class. They want more of it. And they want the working class to just go away. Because if they can get rid of the working class, then the civilization will collapse. And they don't care. They don't care about civilization. That's what they want to get rid of, not human life, but civilization. I hear talk on this network again and again about the population reduction program, but why is it not working anywhere? It doesn't work anywhere. It doesn't reduce the welfare class. It doesn't reduce the population growth in Asia or South America or Africa. It doesn't reduce the population growth there anywhere. It only reduces the white people, and we are reduced because we are squeezed and oppressed with this enormous class of uneducatable immigrants who hate us just for being white.
Well, I agree with you that I read a couple of conflicting stories today just to show you, the difference between information and disinformation and how hard it is to discern which is which. I mean, how do we fact check all this? The information is overwhelming. And, I feel like, maybe, the article was written by somebody in the oil industry to tell us that, this is not going to hurt the Gulf at all, that, This is an attack by the government on the people. And, it makes sense, but at the same time, is it real? I don't know.
But the point is, there is no population reduction program. And all these people are saying, the powers that be, they want to reduce our population. It ain't happening. Whatever they're doing, it ain't working.
It ain't working, huh?
No.
Well,
it's just
at the same time, if you look at Africa right now, I heard a story the other day about a woman who went back to her hometown in Africa, and she couldn't find any of her high school classmates. And the people that she did run into, she said, well, you know, where's so-and-so? Well, he's dead. Well, where's so-and-so? Well, he's dead. You know, all her she was about 40 years old and went back to, I think it was Nigeria, and couldn't find, but you know, a few of her high school classmates because everyone was dead from HIV. And yeah, we see an explosion in population, but at the same time, I really believe that, you know, they're working on this. You know, I believe they created the HIV infection, you know, to get rid of homosexuals. And they're working all the time, but, you know, people can breed pretty fast. Richard, stay with me a few seconds. We got to go back to break here. We've only got 10 minutes left. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Public Broadcasting Network, and we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. I want to invite everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up in 5 minutes. And we're talking with Art in Georgia. Art, any last thoughts here before we run out of time?
Hello, sir. I am absolutely stunned by that article you read. The individual makes a very, very good argument. But I have a blog, and one of my members had asked me a question, and I really hadn't thought about this. And the question was, if these evacuations go through. We have to think, first of all, isn't the majority of these Gulf states red states? And if so, how will this affect the November elections if they evacuate everybody out?
Well, I don't know if you saw, but there was an article that I believe came out in the media today that, of course, the Senate has passed this turn off the internet bill, and people are speculating that Obama will give amnesty to the a lot of illegal aliens through an executive order. And, of course, this is how he's going to keep his Democratic machine in power, is by giving all these illegal aliens a free pass to become naturalized and vote for him. And so, you know, he's working very hard to stay in power because, you know, the cracks in his administration are really beginning to show, and it's really getting ugly, you know, that he's not getting accomplished what the powers that be have put in there to accomplish. And, you know, they're way behind schedule because people are waking up finally.
Yeah, they are. But as this goes on, you know, I'm getting really worried because, you know, you take away all those votes and we could really see a massive, massive downward plunge in this country. I mean, we're already on a downward slope. I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse by the day, it seems like, you know. And I hadn't really even thought much about it until I was asked the question, how's this going to affect the vote in November? You know, if they have to evacuate, and, you know, if they give all this amnesty to all these illegals, well, we should, oh my God, I'm not even going to think about it.
Oh, they'll vote as a group for any Democrat who's available, any incumbent who's in office already. They'll keep him there. And, of course, this is what we want people to do in November is go out and, doesn't matter who it is, vote them out of office. All the incumbents, get rid of them. We got to send a message to these people that we don't trust them. None of them, you know, even the good ones, they all got to go. All got to go. We got to find people who are going to uphold the Constitution. You know, I talked about it a little bit last week. You know, Mitch McConnell sent me the Republican survey. And so I went and checked on his voting record. And then, you know, in the last Congress, he voted only 3 out of 10 times to uphold the Constitution. So 7 out of the 10 things that were passed, in the Senate, you know, he voted against the Constitution. Is this a conservative Republican? Of course, he asked all the questions in the surveys. Well, are you happy with the deficits? Do you like this? Do you like that? And, of course, you know, my attitude is, the Republicans have been in office, you know, in control of the thing for the last, 8 years fully, and they've done more to socialize the country than any Democratic president. This $20 trillion health care giveaway, this Medicare Prescription Drug Act that Bush, you know, passed. I mean, you know, look at Ronald Reagan, the great conservative. He deficit spent $220 million, you know, almost twice as much as LBJ, you know, the previous president who was a Democrat, you know, who was trying to socialize the country. But because they, you know, knock and go, oh, I'm a conservative, and yet he deficit spent and deficit spent and deficit spent. And all the Republicans have. I don't trust any of them. We got to vote them all out. We're out of time. Please stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited, coming up in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent